I was just looking at the
what is a PP goal? PP goal.
I don't know what that is. Anyway,
that dude Ovechkin, is that his name? And the other cat, Oshie, they got 6 and 5 goals apiece. I don't know. I'm watching the Stanley Cup.
Okay, so, and I can't find a song that was Taylor Swift, September. The reason why I wanted to find it is because one of the members of Earth, Wind & Fire that wrote it said that it's the way she did it sucked on fucking wheels. It was just like the worst piece of shit. They said it sounded just dragon ass, didn't have any energy to it. Pardon me. I belched. Oh, that's... Oh, you know what? Okay. What? Are they playing yesterday's game again? So that fucking Washington game, man. Some kind of fucking hockey game, Jack.
Oh.
This is it. These are the notes that I want. These are the notes that I want. Where is it? Good. I wonder if Lloyd or somebody's back.
let me explain something to you, so there's no misunderstanding. Do you understand?
Go ahead.
First of all,
I was thinking about Lloyd and you know how I've been reluctant to bring him back because he sounds so much like General Shaw. And I thought, who gives a shit? You know, what if they both sound exactly alike? And the only thing that the thing that separates them is that they do have distinct personalities. Lloyd is old and cranky. And General Shaw is more sort of like trying to maintain objectivity, but, you know, just getting flustered and shit. Shaw is a little bit more in the game, you might say. This is General Cameron Shaw. How you doing now, Lloyd?
I'm wonderful and great to hear your voice.
Well, I'll tell you, it's good to hear yours, young man. Now, what is the story as it pertains to the President Trump knowing the words?
Well, here's the thing. I had people saying to me, you know, and I'm a Korean War veteran, 1950-1952. I know you was in the Vietnam, right?
That's correct, young man, yes.
All right. I have people telling me that President Trump, he doesn't know the words. You know, yes, he does. I can sing God Bless America right now. If you want to hear God Bless America, I can sing it. And I don't really know the words all that well because, as Margaret, you told me.
All right, now don't bring me into this. Don't bring me into this. Don't bring me into this, you queer.
What did you call me?
Johnny Carson roasting Don Rickles. And I have the tape. And it's from a roast, probably in the 60s or 70s. And this is the line. I like to think that Don is my friend. I don't want to speak for Don. But I've known Don for many years. And, you know, you should have friends, and I like to think that I'm one of Don's close friends. As again, I don't want to speak for him, but I feel I am one of Don's close friends. And it's important because queers need friends. I didn't do it near as well. And you can hear Jackie Leonard, the old school comic, just dying. And so, oh, that was perfect timing. He was using some showbiz term for how well-timed it was. And he's a great... You know, and the line, of course, is like so dated... but it was the way he hit it, you know, and that's important because queer, you could hear he even leaned into the microphone. Queers need friends. All right. You know, that's a funny thing about me, and I don't think I'm revealing anything all that heavy. I never wanted to be a late night talk. Every fucking comic that I've ever talked to in my life, and I mean everyone, wanted to host either the Tonight Show or a show like it. Never in my life did I ever give up. I always thought that show, and this is probably what makes me, what separates me, not doesn't make me better. It makes me weird, to be honest with you. It makes me, you know, just not a part of a certain school of thinking. But I always thought the Tonight Show was lame. Now, that was the mind of an 19-year-old kid watching this shit going, now it's really fucked. When it moved to L.A., about the same year that I left L.A., it was about 1972, I thought, now it really sucks. It used to be in New York, which was sort of cool. Now it's in Burbank, and there's no retrieving it. And I've never been a regular viewer of the show. I will say, like most people, I watch it when they have a good interview on. Why am I talking about this? No one gives a fuck. But I think it's important. All right.
Is this a cloud note or something? I got this. Look at this, man. This is a whole series of notes from October of 2017. It's bad enough the optic of a Puerto Rican telling Donald Trump where to get off. That's Bob Green. It's bad enough a Puerto Rican, the optic of a Puerto Rican telling Donald Trump where to get off. Dr. William Brown was on, actually made the tickets available to season ticket holders. Oh, I don't know what this is. Some shit. All right, here we go, Trump.
Oh, say, can you see by the dawn's early light and the proudly we sing, you know.
Oh, say, can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at...
Oh, Margaret, come on, you can't expect us. You can't expect me to sit here and sit still and sit through that, can you?
Well, you goddamn right I expect it. Not only do I expect it, but it will happen whether I expect it or not. How about that? Even if I didn't want it to happen, it would happen.
You try to tell me that I'm somehow a member of a fait accompli?
Huh?
Oh, say, can you see by the dot?
The most embarrassing thing I think I ever saw, well, not the most embarrassing thing, but there's an old actor, Pat O'Brien. Let me see. You gotta love Trump. Well, I'll just invite him. I'll give a speech about, you know, patriotism. I'll have the army there, and let's see, what else? What other shit can we throw? We'll do this. Okay, great. You know, we got it. That'll get it. Boy, that goddamn Vegas is going to be rocking tomorrow night, man. Is it tomorrow? No, Thursday night, right? Is it Thursday? Yeah. There's one more game. They lead the series 3-1. There's potentially, you know, three more games. And that'd piss me off if I was, that'd give me all the incentive I needed if that was Vegas. There was a goal in that game the other night that was just beautiful, man. I mean, it was just beautiful. It was, I thought, you know, looking at Vegas in these playoffs, I thought, wow, goddamn good team. They're fast. They skate well. I mean, I don't know a lot about hockey, even as a casual observer, but you know when you see a good play. And this guy... Was it a power play? Like, what do they call it? A 5-on-4, just a power play. But this cat took the puck on the left wing, passed it across the crease to a guy on the right, and just in one fluid motion, as the puck came toward him, he hit it, redirected it right into the net. Just the fucking goalie didn't know where it was coming from. And it was a defenseman. They usually don't score, but... They, you know, Washington, man, looks to me like they played in a tougher conference or something. I don't know what it is. I mean, goddamn Vegas blew through the playoffs in the West. They destroyed the Kings. They destroyed San Jose. Winnipeg was supposed to have been, no further. These guys are badass. Kicked their fucking ass. So, you know, I guess everybody's going to say, these guys are, what's up with the NBA, man? Oh, my God. I just thought of something really sick and funny at the same time. Margaret, she wants all women who have false teeth, any woman who's missing a tooth, take out your teeth and just grin with no teeth like they do in the National Hockey League. I don't know. It's probably not that. I shouldn't joke about it. But I was going to say, like, some week where they want to pay attention to, you know, like domestic violence or some shit. Just the woman smiling. Never mind. Dr. Jim Sadler did this bit. Dr. Jim Sadler did this bit. We did this bit with him. I got to tell you, I felt sorry for that kid, that goalie for Vegas. I actually felt sorry for that theory guy.
And he's great, but I felt sorry for him in that game the other night because he was just trying to, it was an impossible job. They were all over the, I mean, Washington was all over them. They had one, they had everybody in front of the net. I mean, there was no, it looked like this guy was getting no fucking help at all. Okay. Or, you know, maybe she's saying,
if you have a false, if you've got false teeth, if you're missing a tooth, take the teeth out. And right as you're getting the picture taken with your husband,
what's that for?
Hold on for a minute, Phil. When they develop that picture and it shows you smiling with no teeth. You know, God help me for saying this, but it is a way of blackmailing your husband.
That's the dumbest thing. It wouldn't work.
Oh, it wouldn't, huh? So if Patsy's in a picture with you and she's missing her teeth.
Well, they're going to say, what are you saying?
I'm saying, she says to you, okay, this picture gets passed around town. Unless you make good with some of the promises you've made.
You know, she doesn't have to do all of that. She had just threatened to cut me. Oh, never mind.
Who's this actor? Clive Owen? Is that the guy, Clive Owen? Was he in that Elizabeth? I remember this cat from that movie, Elizabeth, The Last Installment, or whatever the hell that movie was, with the Kate Blanchett. It's a fantastic movie. Fucking great. There's two of them, but I like the one later, when she becomes the Virgin Queen. That's a great one. The first one, I think, is when she's younger and she becomes queen. But this Clive Owen plays Sir Walter Raleigh. And I guess there was a rumor, or, you know, it was a one of those historical question marks that the Queen had an affair with Sir Walter Raleigh. Because she was supposed to be the Virgin Queen. She had decided she was going to give herself to England. But I can't remember if that happened as the result of she had her heart broken, maybe. So that's why they say, I mean, why would anybody say, okay, that's it. I'm not going to get involved or have sex with any other human being. Generally, I don't know. Maybe some people can do it because they don't give a shit. There's that. But they say it was because of some ill-fated love she had for Sir Walter Raleigh, who lent his name to Raleigh cigarettes. Anybody remember those? No, of course you don't. You're too goddamn young. Hey. But I'm older than anybody, so yes, I do. Raleigh cigarettes had a coupon on the back. And if this was back in the days when you bought these cigarettes, you bought packages of cigarettes, they had coupons, these little stick-on coupons. Camel had the coupons. Raleigh had the coupons. I can't remember. And you cash these goddamn coupons in when you got enough of them for some shit. I don't know what, you know. A shaver, makup case, whatever. I have no idea. There was a time when people used to collect green stamps. My mom and my dad had drawers filled with green and blue stamps. My mom liked the blue stamps. She collected all these goddamn blue stamps. Hello. Testing 1, 2, 3. Hello. Testing 1, 2, 3. Hello. Testing 1. Testing. Testing, testing, testing. Testing, testing, test. No, Phil, you do not want that motherfucker there. Don't do that. Don't do it, Barnes.
Easy, Barnes. Don't do it. 10 years for killing an enlisted man. You'll be crawling the walls. Don't do it. Easy, Barnes, easy. Don't do it, Barnes.
I buy these things every time. I got to be honest with you. I'm buying them more and more. Because I want to, because they're interesting to me. This poor kid, Lindsay Lohan, man. I mean, anybody heard from her lately? You know, not to drop names, but Heather Locklear, I think she's from out in Ventura County, but, or something like that. I know she was living in Westlake Village, but I met her mother at a party just out in Westlake Village one night. And, I don't know. I kept acting like a complete clown. I kept flattering her is what I was doing. Because she was very beautiful. And she was in her 70s at the time. And I kept saying stupid shit like, now you said that you're in your mid-50s, right? And she'd be like, you know. But she was a very nice lady and talked about the kids and growing up. And, you know, she didn't get into too many, nothing I could spill on the radio. But she was a nice woman, obviously loved her kids, and was down to earth and everything. But I really wanted to ask her about Heather and how she got into the business, and you know, and I think she said that she's, you know, obviously the family's close. Why am I bringing this up? I guess it's because I have a connection to the Locklear family, and no, I don't. Oh, I know why. Because just before that, there'd been some other thing that happened, and it was another thing where they had they released the 911 call, and I remember making goddamn sure I didn't mention anything about that. In fact, that's it. I didn't bring her up at all, and I wanted to. Heather, the daughter Heather. But I didn't want to do it because the news had been just jammed full of her name. Charlie Sheen is like Donald Trump on booze and drugs, you know. The same line of horse shit out of that guy's mouth. Who the fuck is Scott Disick anyway? Anybody know? Is this dude an actor? Or what is he?
Phil, I don't. What I do when I go to the parties, people ask for is I recite the God Spangled Banner.
No, he's talking about the. Are you talking about the Star Spangled Banner?
I'm sorry. Yes, the Star Spangled.
It's the Star Spangled Banner, son.
Oh, that's right, the Star Spangled Banner, and I am.
You know what I need to do, because I'm always editing out that sound. I'm always editing that whenever I can. And it's very tough because it falls right on the last word. I'm having to literally go in and all I got to do is put a little bit of, I don't know, rubber or plastic or something there in the fader.
Oh, say, can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we've waved and the sparkling alabaster city.
That's not it, though.
Never mind whether that's it or not. God help me. God bless America, land that I love. Stand beside her and glide with her in the light of the night of above.
Now, you know you're getting that wrong.
Would you just, excuse me, Phil, would you shut your mouth?
Well, what is the point?
The point is this. You need to, Margaret, you should know this better than anyone.
Yes, I mean, I've taught the president how to do that. Well, you teach the president how to do that. Yeah, well, you teach the president. Yes, you teach the president how to do that. God bless America, land that I love. La 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 la. You know, and you just let your mouth, you loosen your mouth, you see? Mark Henshaw here. Well, I'm working with the president. I'm working with the administration on social events and a social calendar. It's what I did and what I do in Birmingham is I'm a wedding consultant. I'm a wedding consultant. I think it's a shame that the American people are not. Well, Mr. Henry, I think it's a shame the American people are led to believe the president of the United States. I dare say I don't think there are any chief executives that know all the words.
You know that for a fact.
I don't know that for a fact, but I'd be very confident in betting anybody that the president of the United States, when they're singing the national anthem or God Bless America, know the words.
Now, I don't know how you can say that, because I don't think I've ever seen a president not, you know, mouth the words properly.
Well, President Trump, this is what I saw him saying, God bless America, yeah, 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 blah, 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 blah. Like that. I saw that very distinct. I didn't see him do the words, but I saw the mouth move. That's all that you need.
What do you mean that's all that you need?
That's all I think anybody expects. American people don't expect you to know the words, but they want to see you look like you're
let's see.
Well, I think that, I think it's a good thing. Yes. The American people don't expect you to know the words. What they expect is for you to, I don't think the American people expect you to know the words. I think they expect you so you can go, God bless America, la, 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 ba, 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 ba. You see what I mean? So your mouth is moving.
The mouth is moving, and that does what?
It indicates to anyone watching.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
I'm telling you, well, suit yourself. This is Mark Henshaw. This is Mike Henshaw. I'm Mark's brother, yes. I think that this is Mike Henshaw.
This is Mark Henshaw. Yes, I'm a wedding consultant in Birmingham, Alabama, but I did ask as a surrogate, and I was grateful that I was on your program.
From the mountain to the fairies.
Do I have that here? Well, I got Kate Smith singing it. But that don't get it done.
God, Kate Smith, Christ.
This one goes out to all of our boys in the Pacific tonight. God bless our great country. And I was, holy Christ, Bob. Get that shit up! The Jap! To all the boys in the Pacific tonight, here from NBC, good night.
All right. I don't want God Bless America per se. You dig me? Do you dig what I'm putting down? I need the instrumental. That's what I need.
That I love. God bless America, land that I love. Stand beside her and guide her. Now here comes the part where that's all you have to do. Just blah, 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 blah. From the thing and the other thing to the needy. And it's oh, shit.
All right, man. That's like Margaret's improvised lyrics.
The what? No, it's not. Here's how I would do it. God bless America. La-da-da-dee-dee-dee. Stand beside her. La-dee-dee. And the thing, you know, I wouldn't go b-b-b-b. It's, I can't explain it, but it's kind of the same thing.
All right. Where we at, man? Here we are. Surf 2. I loaded in some new ones, man. It ought to be pretty good. I hope you'd understand. Yeah. My man, my brother. That's Misery Slims with Spirit Chief. All right. So then what we need is they'll. Oh, get rid of this, man. I already put that down. Wait a minute. From the night through the light with the thing.
Well, hello, Bertie. This is Coach Vernon Dozier, and I'm here at the request of the Phil Hendry people and a show, and you're...
I know what I'm looking for. I'm looking for that goddamn Adam. Here it is. Hey, man. No. Yeah. Here we go.